Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. This is Baltimore Positive. It is the launch of our new podcast website. It is BaltimorePositive.com. We will be hosting Dutch Ruppersberger, the great congressman out. We're going to be talking cybersecurity and all things Baltimore Positive.
We get our mugs
up. I got Pizza John's here. We're going to be Pizza John's on May 2nd. We'll be swabbing for the bone marrow registry. We hope you come out. We hope you eat pizza. The more you spend, the more There Goes My Hero makes. 15% of all proceeds on Thursday night.
Pizza John's.
Between 5 and 8, go to our friends at There Goes My Hero. My wife will be out with us, and it'll be good times. All right, so when
Nestor, I can't stress enough that when folks come out and get to meet Congressman Ruppersberger, you really are getting to hear from, meet one of the people in government who for decades has believed it's about solving problems. And that's, again, I take it back to what we're trying to do with Baltimore Positive. You know, for Dutch, it's never been about strict partisan politics. Dutch is a roll-your-sleeves-up kind of guy who says, let's look at the problems that we're faced with, and let's put together a plan to solve them. He's never deviated from that. He's been extremely successful. And as I say, you meet somebody who doesn't like Dutch, it tells you something about them, because Dutch is able to connect with everybody. So I encourage folks to come out on May the 2nd at Pizza John's, grab a slice of pizza, and get to hear from really one of the outstanding elected officials in the country.
Well, when you talk about that corner and Joe's and Ann's corner, my mother and father getting married in Mount Carmel in the 1940s, and my dad working at Martin Marietta, my journey with you, I found you in August of 1982. Don was my high school guidance counselor, but you were literally the person I met with the blue form, and I had, you know, all the classes. And all I cared about, all I wanted to be, all I wanted to do was be a journalist, okay? So journalism was my first period class. Journalism, Liefert, and I had to be in that class. And I came in and I wanted to meet Liefert, whoever D. Liefert was. And I had 10th grade English, which was an incredible year for me. Catcher in the Rye, Grapes of Wrath, all of these seminal, incredible books, East of Eden, all the Steinbeck stuff I learned with Sue Monday, who was my intern at the Lord Baltimore Hotel in the mid-90s.
Who still drives up from the Eastern Shore
and does
to
radio.
Support you, and she's a radio host,
she does
but comes to your events, supports There Goes My Hero.
Sue, very much in my life, and someone that really encouraged me and said, you're really a good writer. And I was 13 years old and said, you should be writing.
Now see, Nestor, there's where I put my education hat back on again. And so many thousands and thousands of teachers. As you know, my daughter is an elementary school principal. The impact that teachers have on the lives of young people, it's just amazing. And the fact that you still to this day, you know, decades later, remember that Sue Monday said to you, you're a good writer. That made a difference. She said to you, you're good at this. And that was inspirational. And teachers do that each and every day. Teachers in Baltimore City are doing that each and every day. That's why I get sickened when I see some of the comments, and social media has made it worse. But folks that put this awful, hateful stuff on Facebook and other social media outlets about the city, it's not productive. It's not helpful. Your friend and mine, Dan Rodericks, writes about that all of the time.
Well, I want to identify the problems.
The hate mail that Dan gets when he makes a suggestion that we can benefit by attracting more immigrants. I mean, it's amazing. Dan's talked about it with me. He's talked about it with you. And it happens all over. We've got to change that conversation. It has to be more positive. It has to be Baltimore positive.
For Don Moeller and I, by the way, Don Moeller, former county executive here, Baltimore County executive with us. We're doing Baltimore Positive. So I show up the first day of high school, and Don Liefert was there. And I'm gonna give you this and show you this. Don gave me, and Don and I became friends through Steely Dan and professional wrestling and his acting career and his love of theater and his love of I'm trying to think of the crazy stuff. He loved Hitchcock, right? So he
loved movies.
Loved movies.
Never called me a day in his life, and unfortunately for those those who didn't know Don, Don passed away far too
Vietnam
soon.
Vet.
Vietnam vet. Classically trained actor in London. Law degree.
Loved baseball. Huge fanatic about baseball.
Loved Broadway. Loved movies. Never in his life. We spoke two or three times a week, even after we parted ways at Dundalk. And the conversation always began the same way. It was Don Lightfoot calling saying, "Hey, what have you seen? Hey, what have you seen?" He wanted to talk about TV. He wanted to talk about movies. He wanted to talk about Broadway. One of the things
he was the first man I met in high school.
Well, and it's not surprising that you and he had a connection, because I used to tease Don. He had this passionate component to his personality that was at times over the top. If he liked a Broadway show, and this is, folks that know him, his students will know, we told this story.
He taught at Towson. He taught at Towson.
He came to Catonsville when I was principal at Catonsville. I said, I have to get this guy on the team over here because he's one of the most gifted teachers I had ever seen. And he came to Catonsville and did great things there, directed great productions there. But when Don liked something, a movie, a Broadway show, he would go back and see that he fell in love with a broad, and he was so, and he hated it when you didn't like the
He was compulsive.
Oh my goodness.
Compulsive.
He loved a show called Spring Awakenings, a musical on Broadway. I love Broadway musicals. My wife loves Broadway musicals. As you know, we made the mistake of telling Don that we thought Spring Awakenings was just okay. Well, it drove him nuts. He couldn't stand that we didn't love it as much as, because literally, over the span of 3 months, Don probably drove to New York to see Spring Awakenings 4 or 5 times. When he loved something, he loved it.
Kind of like me with you two or Springsteen.
I don't know if it's Springsteen. I don't know if it's like you and Springsteen, but it's pretty, pretty darn close.
So Don was my first teacher and my first journalism teacher. Always encouraged me to be a journalist. Kevin Eck was in that class. Fozia Khan, Susan Murphy, Monica Norton, who won an incredible scholarship and is a lifer Washington Post
How
journalist.
About Shonda?
Monica Norton was the editor-in-chief of my newspaper and has worked in the industry for 35 years.
Absolutely.
So,
how about
incredible
Shonda?
Legacy.
Shonda in that class?
Shonda was not in my journalism class. No, she was not. But Tom Pless was also very responsible for all the radio and a lot. Mike Brillhart. I mean, we had some very successful, incredible things that happened. Hey, our guidance counselor and assistant principal became Baltimore County executive. How about that, right?
That is true.
So Don Lightfoot gave me this autographed book at some point during our friendship, and it was a long time ago. I mean, I've had this for a couple of decades. We lost Don about 7-8 years ago. How long has it been?
Time flies.
It's been a little while.
It may even be more.
And it was one time I was asked to eulogize someone, and I just couldn't do it. I busted up at the Charles Theater. I was a wreck. But and I might be a wreck within 2 minutes, so might he, but I'm going to try to hold it together. But Don gave me an autograph book, and I found it going through all my stuff with Luke. And look at this. I want to show you this. Don Lightfoot, it has his address. It says, you can look up on the screen. This book belongs to Don Lightfoot in Perry Hall, okay? And I want to show you the first autograph. You ready for this? And I showed this the other day. I was glad you weren't watching the screen. But look at that. Look at that. Bruno Sammartino. I got to figure out who the rest of these autographs are. But he gave this to me a long time ago because he knew I would, I think that's Bruiser, because I would appreciate these autographs. And someone, Dan McDivitt or somebody, will tell me who these people are. But I know who Bruno is. So Don Moeller, Don
Danny
Lifers.
McDivitt, another comet, by the way.
Now oh, we're there you go.
The ultimate comet. There we go.
So this is a little book. So Don Lifers affected my life as my journalism teacher. Sue Monday, Alan Stockett, who's still in my life, about learning words and using. I had a thesaurus that I had next to me, and I use the thesaurus online every day of my, because I'm always looking for the right word. And Alan Stockett taught me that as a writer, that your knife, your carving vessel, is the words you use and how you choose them. And as someone that's been on the radio for 30 years and still hasn't dropped an F-bomb on live radio, although I'm...
That's a good thing. Please don't do that.
I work quite blue in real life, as anyone will tell you, that choosing the right word and being on top of the right word and trying to have the right thing to say. And I don't know what the right thing to say on Baltimore Positive is, other than I care. I live here. It's more important to me than the Orioles are right now or the Ravens are right now or any other civic issue other than I live here, and everywhere I go, when I'm in Bel Air at Silver Spring Mining Company, when I'm in Hunt Valley at Silver Spring Mining Company or Michaels, when I'm in Pasadena at Compass Point Golf, and I've got my Compass Point Golf hat, all I hear people say, citizens, business owners, are Baltimore, I'm not going down there. Squeegee boys, crime, bad things, I don't go there anymore. Well, think that through. Just think through what's going to happen when we don't go there anymore.
Right.
And
yeah.
that's unacceptable to me.
Right.
And I'm going to let anybody know that can hear me that that's unacceptable. And by any means possible, we're going to get law and order together and we're going to fix it.
Listen.
That's where I stand.
At its core, why Baltimore Positive matters, why this initiative matters, and why we need to talk to really important people, not only elected officials, but people doing the hard work on the streets of Baltimore to make it different, is that at its core, every mom and dad who has a child has the same dreams and aspirations for that child that everyone
across the same thing.
We all want the same things.
Let's start with that. We need that in common.
And some of them are simple. There is, I forget who it was, but somebody one day pointed out to me, I thought it was brilliant. They said, look, simple things can be simple, but they're not easy. And that's really, really important. In other words,
I don't think fixing Baltimore is easy or there's a magic wand or we're going to fix the school systems with one mayor or two mayors.
Right.
What we need to do, and this is where my message is, and this is, I'm a guy who travels as much as anybody in your catalog, and anybody that's followed my life knows I've been on planes and trains and automobiles chasing sports events, football games, rock concerts. I go where no man goes. I go to the Omahas and the Wichitas and looking in the Green Bays, looking for America. And I feel like I've spent a lot of time in America, and I'm the product of a lot of different parts of America. And certainly for me, I fly places now at 50 that have gotten better. And I fly places and I land and I'm like, the hell happened here? You know, hey, what's happened to the people and the government and the business? And I'll give you a few places. I worry for St. Louis when I'm there in the aftermath of the Rams leaving. I worry for Baltimore in the aftermath of the Orioles or the Ravens leaving because it's not eternal. They've been here 30 years. The Orioles have been here 70 years. It's a long time. 80 years. It's a long time. So for me, what is the future if people... I talked to a Ravens official recently, says, what we really need to ask as a community is, are these teams important? Do we want to keep them? Because we want to keep them. Saying, well, we built Camden Yards for y'all 35 years ago. Well, tell that to the Angelos boys when Nashville calls. Nashville, Charlotte, Cleveland, Detroit, Pittsburgh, all getting better. I've gotten off the plane, I can tell you. Miami, Tampa, some of these places, I worry about them. New Orleans, after the storm, it got better. I spent 10 days in Atlanta. I'm lukewarm on Atlanta. I'm lukewarm. San Diego, a place I've been, not as good as it used to be. Los Angeles, Southern California, kind of rough. Back in the 80s, it was a dream to go there. Now you go and you see the same sorts of issues we have here. San Francisco, the richest place in America and the poorest place. I mean, the most homeless, the most problems that they can't solve, that they're trying to solve, and wealth doesn't solve it, right?
Right.
Community, citizens solve it.
Citizens solve it. You can't have two Americas. You can't have two Baltimores. You can't have two Marylands. We've got a lot of people. We've got some young, energetic, dynamic city council folks. We've got some energetic
people here who care.
We've got a lot of people who care. Got a lot
of
We've got a lot of business leaders who care. We've got a lot of state legislators who care. You know, I think our congressional folks come in. Who cares more than Elijah Cummings? Who are we more proud of over the past few months than the role that Elijah Cummings has played? So we've got great people. We're going to tell those stories. We're going to bring those folks in. We're excited about Baltimore Positive. In the very near future, people will be able to go on to the Apple Store or Google Play. We'll be able to subscribe to Baltimore Positive.
And this isn't a one-shot deal. I want to let everybody know. We've got Barbara Mikulski's joining us later in the month. Freeman Hrabowski, I know you're lining up. Governor Hogan has agreed to come on with us. So we're going to be talking more about these issues and the federales showing up at Catherine Pugh's estate this week. We'll be moving more into that during the lunchtime period. I'm still going to be doing sports at WNST. Don's still going to be doing Molar Communications, but we're going to get together, and this world's going to collide, and it's going to start as Dutch on Thursday, May 2nd, swabbing for the bone marrow registry for There Goes My Hero, giving 15% of our proceeds. Dutch is going to eat pizza. We're just going to sit down and talk about what Baltimore means. And I think we're going to continue to talk about what does Baltimore mean to you and how can we make it better? Yeah, we got problems. We'll talk about that too. Because I'm not one of those dudes saying we don't have any weeds in our garden. We got weeds and they need to be pulled out and they need to be addressed. But the part that I'm cowardly about, and I talked to you about this in the last segment, the opening segment, was I looked out at the city on fire 4 years ago, before my wife had cancer the second time, and I said, you know what my role is as a guy on the radio and a hot shot, and I should keep my mouth shut. That's my role is to keep my mouth shut and let these people sort it out. Well, that's over. That's going to cost me my life. That's going to cost me everything I have. Because if Baltimore goes this way, I go this way. My business goes this way. Your life goes this way. The Orioles go that way. The Ravens go that way.
Well, I would suggest
bad thing. Yeah. Businesses go that way. That's not good. We need to get more people to the city, and we need to give them a reason to come here. And that begins for me. Law and order. Safety, perception, squeegee boys, businesses being supported.
Education. Opportunity, and there are people, as I said, I don't want folks to think we're just going to be talking to elected officials and former elected officials. We're not. We're going to be talking to the people doing the hard work on the streets of Baltimore City, who believe in it, who know the city can be better, who know that this city can be the key cultural hub, the center, the business center of this state.
The place you want to come, not the place you say you don't want to come.
And we know, listen.
I'm tired of people bagging on Baltimore. I'm tired of getting off a plane and people say, where are you? You spent your time in Europe last month, right? You get off, well, where are you from? You say, well, maybe near D.C. if you meet somebody in Italy or whatever. Yeah, I live near D.C. I'm fine. When you say to someone in a plane in Phoenix, you meet them and you sit next to them on the plane, hey, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Where are you from? I'm from Baltimore. Oh, yeah, Baltimore. The Wire.
And we got to change that. And again, you grew up close to the city. You live in the city. I grew up in Catonsville, but I spent an awful lot of time as a youngster down at 612 Allendale Street in Edmondson Village. My mom worked. She needed her aunt and uncle to take care of my brother and me. We spent time at 612 Allendale Street. We went to the movies down the corner. We walked back alleys over to the church, the Catholic church that was around the corner. I used to get on the bus with my uncle regularly and take the, because he didn't drive back then. I don't know if your dad drove.
My parents never drove.
Right. My mom's uncle never drove.
I only had an MTA pass. My dad went to the mall, to Hoshokone or the BGE store, and bought a monthly pass. And I had a Sunday special ticket when I went to Colts games as a boy and an Oriole games. And I mean, I put the money in the little clear container, the quarters to get on the bus a zillion times.
So the same deal. We would jump on the bus. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. We'd go down to Lexington Market. My uncle would get whatever he needed. We'd take the bus back out.
So Lexington Market was your destination?
Absolutely.
My parents went to Highland Town.
Lexington Market.
We went to Stella's and Epstein's and Rivera's Pizza, Jaeger's Music Store. I mean, all the places in Highland Town. That I love, the candy store and the Grand Movie Theater and the Patterson Movie Theater.
It's all part of this rich cultural history.
Alona's, Greektown.
That is Baltimore. I used to joke that my
great uncle. I love this place. We love Baltimore.
We love it.
That's why we're here.
My great uncle, Uncle Shep, as we called him, 612 Allendale Street. I used to joke he was the only guy in the world I know who actually liked fruitcake.
My mother loves fruitcake. There you go. There's two.
The joke is you always pass the same fruitcake around, but he would go down to the Lexington Market, buy the fixings for the fruitcake, come back and make the fruitcake. As I said, I saw Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. It was totally inappropriate. I don't know. I guess the adults wanted to go to the movies, and my brother and I were hanging around. They took us with them down to I guess it was the Edgewood Theater. I can't remember the name of the theater. It was on Edmondson Avenue, right down from Allendale Street. Saw Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. What a 7 year old is doing in the movie Psycho is beyond me.
Movies? You just saw Network in New York.
I did.
I told my wife I saw Network at the Golden Ring Theater in 1976. I was 8 years old When my father took me to see Network. You're talking about completely inappropriate?
Well,
Faye Dunaway says, I'll sack the whole effing lot of you.
And you know, because you've read it, for those folks out there who haven't read it, my latest blog, this and that on the front porch at Mower Communication Strategies or donmower.com, talks in depth about the rage that Harrod Beal and Network feels. Mad as hell.
How'd you like that transition? Have I done radio before?
Anyway,
you plugging your blog.
Yeah, Don Mower at donmower.com. Again, this and that, and we have a blog up this week that talks about that rage that Harrod Beal feels, and it's a little bit of the rage that you feel looking out your window when you see Baltimore not working. So again, on May the 2nd, we're going to kick off this, what we think is a pretty exciting endeavor. We're going to be at, one more time, we're going to be at Pizza John's over there on Back River Neck Road. Congressman Dutch Ruppersverger is going to be with us at 5 p.m. I encourage folks to come out, listen to Dutch. And as I said, very, very soon, we encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, Baltimore Positive. It'll be on the Apple Store and Google Play. And Nestor, I think we're off and running.
You know, you said something about how much we love Baltimore and all that stuff, and you know, I live downtown, and you talk about the history and seeing things change down here for the better, for the worse, thinking about Governor Schaefer, thinking about Harbor Place being here, thinking about the future of the Preakness, talking about the future of the Orioles and the Ravens and the empty seats we've seen there and what the future holds here. And I think that's the sports conversation that I've been having for 30 years. It's bigger than that now, right? I mean, it's bigger than that when people say, I'm not supporting the Orioles because I don't want to come downtown. I'm not supporting Nestor or WNST because football players took knees, and therefore I'm not supporting these places or businesses, and I don't want to be in the city. But we got to talk about the squeegee boys.
Well,
we got to talk about the homeless.
But it's not,
we got to talk about the Orioles. We got to talk about businesses coming together and saying, Light City, the celebration, the city fair concept that Governor Schaefer brought together, Artscape, these things that bring everyone together that can be enjoyed, that make you want to be a part and live in, and this is the most important thing, is have pride in, the pride in that Oriole hat or that Raven hat or that Baltimore shirt or whatever that is, was a pride in, I'm from Baltimore, the place we have Camden Yards, and we have the harbor, and we have crab cakes, and we have, we have the corrupt mayor where the FBI's breaking in, and we have riots and fires and a last place baseball team and a corrosive environment with our police and bad racial relations with the police. That can't, and The Wire. That can't be what we hear.
No, it can't be. It can't be what we hear. And one of the things that people are going to understand, and I hope enjoy when they visit the podcast, is that you and I, known each other for decades, we're not going to always agree. We're going to disagree. We're not afraid to disagree and have different perceptions on things, but we're going to look at these tough issues.
It's rare when we agree.
And have,
I mean, honestly, most of the time you call me as the teacher to say, no, hold on, I'm putting the next there. I'm going to call you out on that. And you usually, you'll say, I love your piece today, or I love what you said, that one thing you said to that guy, to Feinstein or whatever, but you're much more apt to pick up the phone when you're pissed at me about something.
Yeah,
much more apt to call me out and say, you're all wrong about this. You've done that.
That is the basis of our relationship. We have an honest disagreement over the future of the Orioles,
and I still like it.
And I'm fond of you, but I'm going to continue to push back. But I think as we have these discussions with folks, what we want is people to be engaged. We want them to care. We want them to have a little bit of that Nestor passion, that Don Lyford passion. Obviously, I can't talk about a guy like
that. I think
there's
a helplessness, though. I think regular citizens
no doubt.
Feel like, what can I do but call the police every Sunday when the dirt bikes terrorize my neighborhood? And there was a point 3 years ago where I wasn't going on, so I didn't want to be the guy on social media bagging on Baltimore and saying, the dirt bikes are out again today. What's Sheila going to do? What's Stephanie going to do? What's Catherine going to do? You know what they're going to do? Nothing. Nothing, because that's what's going on.
And
that's a problem. But, so the next mayor, for me, you want my vote? tell me that you're going to take these chronic civil disobedience, law and order safety issues, and tell me as a citizen what you expect me to do other than not cross the street on a Sunday afternoon. But something needs to be done. And I'm going to talk to Police Commissioner Harrison about this. I saw him and befriended him on opening day. And as a citizen, I'm going to be loud and I'm going to be cranky. And I might not be popular, but I'm going to be effective.
But again, and I agree with all that. But I also want to say that it's much more complicated. And I always push back on folks who say, just get this kid off the street or get that. It's complicated. It has to be a comprehensive approach. Listen, if this were easy, if it were easy to turn around the large urban centers of the United States of America, we'd all be doing it. We'd be on Oprah. We'd be writing books. We'd be multimillionaires. This is hard
Detroit,
work.
Cleveland. There are success stories.
There are less, and we're going to tell them. There are lessons to be learned.
That's where we need to be looking.
They're comprehensive approaches. So I'm excited. May the 2nd, we kick it off. Pizza John's, 5 o'clock. Dutch Rupert's Burger, come on out and join us. Nestor, it's been great.
We're passionate about this.
We
than
care
I
had about
the Orioles,
this.
Right? I mean, I mean,
well, I also care about the Orioles. Listen, I'm excited that the Orioles have won a couple games in a row, and we can talk about that on the WNST side. And again, you and I are going to go back and forth. I'm excited about the Orioles' future. I'm real excited about the draft.
I'm going to have to turn my mic down for Baltimore Positive because I'm going to.
Don't explode on me.
You're going to get some old school.
All right, don't do that. We'll do that next time.
Little nasty Nestor still in there.
Let's stay Baltimore Positive right now.
Don Mulder, former Baltimore County Executive, will be with Dutch Rupert's Burger on May 2nd. We'll be at Pizza John's in Essex. To be continued, this conversation. Come on out. 15% of all of our proceeds go to There Goes My Hero that night. And I don't know, Dutch. I'm looking forward to getting to
know Dutch. We'll see you then. Nestor Aparicio.
BuyAToyota.com Audio Vault is there 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. The kids call it podcasting. We call it the BuyAToyota.com Audio Vault. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, streaming live on our Facebook Live, as well as our YouTube WNSTV channel. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive and a little bit of Baltimore sports.